My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about what the ideal amount of blog posts is to write each week.
So how many blog posts do you guys write each week?
Three?
Well, what's your publishing schedule?
I don't even know at this point. I think it's Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Do you guys write your own content?
We write our own, and we also have guest writers. But the ones we write, I believe it's three.
So you probably are producing four or five pieces of content a week then?
Let's just call it three to be safe.
I can actually check right now. Why don't we go to singlegrain.com/blog, I'm guessing?
/blog.
It's either that or is...
Are the dates in there?
No.
See?
I'm like, man, you took out the dates.
That's what I thought.
Why'd you take out the dates?
Well, you know.
I took out my dates too.
Exactly.
Last year sometime. I get complaints over it. I don't care. It works really well. Okay, so I don't know how many versions of content that I'm, or Eric's writing 3, 4, 5, somewhere in that range. I'm writing one a week. Now, the difference of the strategy is, Eric's going, what's your goal with their content? I'm assuming you're just going after the keywords, correct?
Yeah.
So, okay, we got the real number. Eric produces 6 pieces of blog posts per week on SingleRain. That's actually a lot of content. I'm producing one a week.
Yeah, and we'll talk about strategy. It, yeah.
What's the whole purpose of your strategy?
So here's the thing. The way I think about this is that once we get to more, because right now overall visits, let's call it like 200K uniques per month, right? We want to get it to 500K to a million or so. And I think we need to publish volume and then we can switch to more quality like what you're doing. Because there was a period of time where you were doing a volume push and it was not you writing everything, right?
Yeah. When you go to a volume push, there's no way. That's all I was doing full time working with the team and cranking out. You know, I didn't like it.
But once you get to where you're at, it's okay, in my opinion, to switch into just Neil.
Yeah, well, and for me, if I was starting over again, I wouldn't go with the volume route. I think the blogosphere is too competitive. Yeah. I think the blogosphere is too competitive now. I would still go with the route of just writing one really detailed personal article per week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And I believe if you do that strategy, you can do really well. Now, some industries, there's not that much competition and you should end up creating the 4, 5, 10, 20 a week, whatever you can get away with and just crank it out. But for the industries that are already saturated, go with the personal stuff. Go with the approach that's opposite. Because if you look at most of marketing content, I'm doing the opposite of everyone. Everyone's talking about tactics and traffic stats and how to grow. Almost all my blog posts are based off personal experiences.
I think in an ideal world, I will want a journalism type of experience. What I mean is if you look at The Information, which is a subscription or Statuary, they write really detailed posts that have a ton of data and they're longer form. I would go with that. And I might even say if I was the one that was writing it, I'd be okay doing like once a month, but once a week is good too if you have the time to do it. And actually, I have a friend that is a professor at USC, and he started writing this blog about unintended consequences. I recommend you check that out. It talks about second order kind of consequences, like when you make decisions, like what's going to happen next. And I think a lot of people don't think about that. A lot of people just think about the surface level. But he started writing like one post a month, long form, and he started sharing it to Hacker News, and it started to do really well. And the Hacker News community is a very kind of it's where people in tech go to share content, and they're very critical and they'll eat you alive if they think, you know, you're not doing a good job. And that's what he's doing. That's his schedule. And he's getting a lot of subscribers. He's getting a lot of traffic right now.
Yeah. In general, the number is going to be up to you. Pick whatever you want. I would start off slow and steady. If your space isn't competitive and there's a wide open field and all the keywords get a ton of traffic, crank them out as fast as possible and do it before anyone else.
All right. That's it for today. Go to singlegrain.com/GTLA for our application for the Marketing School live event in downtown LA that's happening in June. No specific dates set quite yet, but it's going to be June, probably mid-June to late June. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.